broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
I think Stephanie's comment about teabaggers, what are we, on the playground here?
Osama bin Laden out on the front porch.
That's who it is?
That's who it is.
It was ugly.
Nobody.
You blew it!
World famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And every night, truth is our bitch here. We'll go through the, we'll go right through the phone, through the looking glass, anything to find the truth, baby. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show. This hour we'll be getting into the rest of the stuff. We got Mel Gibson, and he has gone, you know, he's gone, the cat's gone around the bend. We got some tape of this guy.
Pretty weird, man. Pretty weird.
I think he's threatening to burn a house down. But in the meantime, new segment on the Phil Hendry Show. It's our backstage pass shout out. That's right. Here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show, every now and again, maybe once a week, we'll do a shout out to all of our BSP people, backstage pass people. And you could be one too. Just go to philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Here's a shout out to some cat said, can I get a Biff Barlow American Top 60 style shout out? And this is to Dan in Buffalo, who asks, please, good sweet Jesus, can we get the city of Buffalo a championship before I'm dead? Love you, Phil. Shout out to your biggest fan in Fullerton, California, Rob Sheen. All right, Rob. Shout out to Tim in North Pole, Alaska.
Get out of here, man.
Well, it doesn't mean it's the North Pole. It's North Pole, Alaska, okay?
Could have been the name of town, that, man.
Yeah, because he said it's the North Pole.
He didn't say he's at the North Pole. It's the name of the town in Alaska. North Pole, Alaska, the furthest North Phil fan. Oh, and a shout-out for the IATSE guy. Oh, this is Rob again. All right, for all the stage guys working the IATSE stagehands, Union Local 504 in Orange County, California. I just about to do anything, says this guy, to hear a Vic Prell voice shout-out to Rick in Houston. All right, this is Vic Prell, and a little bit about it there to Rick in Houston to the Vic Prell shout-out.
That was a real guy.
That's not a real guy, no. By the way, this guy says his very favorite quote of all time, 3,000 people dead in the World Trade Center, and I'm the only guy digging through jars of analies, Dean Wheeler. Although that's been...
What the living hell?
That's been attributed to a few other people, too, besides Dean. All right, here is a shout-out. Shout-out for Paul in Palmdale, California, 10-year fan of the show, and I haven't listened to KFI since you left. Yeah. Shout-out to Dawn in Claremont, California, suburb of America's finest city, sunny San Diego. Shout-out to Andrew Wiley in Portland, Oregon. Love to be sued by Steve Bozell. Shout-out to Steve, the InfoPint Enstad in Los Gatos, California. Phil, as a child, my father used to give me shout-outs while he put cigarettes out on my back. Can you give me a less threatening hug-out? And I think that says Ross. You got it, Ross. Shout-out, please, to Peter the Tax Dog Tarantino in Roswell, Georgia. Here's one, a shout-out to Audrey Marks in I think it's called Avellaneda, and that's like in Argentina.
Where's that at?
In Argentina.
Yeah, but what is it?
That's a country, you ask.
It's a country, man. It's in South America. All right, Audrey. Shout-out to Matt in Amsterdam, New York, upstate New York, 10-year listener and a freshman student in the Lloyd Bonafide School of Fighting Your Way Off of Hold. Awesome. Here's a shout-out to Kevin in Monterey, California, a straight man and a straight teacher. Shout-out to Chris and Kat Metcalf in Aliso Viejo, California. Shout out to Terry at Adult Swim in Atlanta, who even after 10 years of listenership still forgets that Bud isn't real.
Whatever that's supposed to mean. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure, it's dumb. Here's a shout out to Pete with his muscled forearm resting on the car window in Anchorage. A well-muscled forearm. Debbie in Clearwater. Hey, Debbie. Shout out to Paulie in Pinellas Park, Florida. That ain't the same Paul. No, that ain't Paulie, my man, my log guy.
What do you mean your log guy?
The guy that does the show logs, Paulie, in Jersey.
Oh, yeah?
That's Paulie in Pinellas Park, or wherever the hell it was. Pinellas Park, Florida, yeah. Shout out to Mike, your biggest fan in Salt Lake City. In Salt Lake City, Utah, yeah. Shout out to Jeffrey, a female listener from since 2003 in Oakland, California. Is that Jeffrey? Wow, I don't know, man. Maybe I got to get some glasses going on here. It's not me, Gary Dupree, but a shout out to Wayne, Nicole, and the crew at Eyes Mental Computer Works in Denver, Colorado. Shout out to Barbara in Covina, longtime fan of the Phil Hendry Show. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Here's a shout out to Devin in Charleston, South Carolina. Shout out to Sam in Seattle. Don't blow yourself up with that rocket, dumbass. And we got a few more minutes here. More shout outs coming up here. Shout out to Meg. I'm the one who edited your Wikipedia page today to show that you are indeed not dead as Lloyd. His character made me fall in love with the show. It's a shout-out to Meg. Thank you, Meg. Why, did somebody say I was dead on Wikipedia?
They're going to go over and look at it, because they probably do. No, it's fooling around, man.
No wonder I don't trust you cats in Wikipedia. Andy in Dearborn Heights, Michigan. The town's over, two towns over from Detroit. Shout-out to Andy. Shout-out to Carrie in Riverview, Florida, your biggest and longest fan, if you'll pardon the expression. Mason, wading through the ever-deepening swamps of dumb that is Sonoma County, California. Shout out. Here's a shout out to Howie the Dalmatian for keeping the bears away while we were camping. Is that Johnny Bean? Oh, hey, Johnny. Shout outs from Kyle and Ryan Moorhead in Missouri, BSP holders since 2003, 2000 or 2003, representing the... what the hell, man? Representing the AirsCan Delta team, whoop whoop, and let me tell you what, you're the man. Shout out to Fat Pride Steve in Cincinnati. Halloween 99 is our favorite show. Aha! Leave it to a freaking beaver. Love the show, Phil. Leave it to a freaking beaver. The shout out to From Vernon would be great. He reminds us of our dad, and this is Kyle and Ryan Moorhead. I gotta give you. Get Vernon on the phone, will you? And we'll do a shout out. Shout out to Chris in Texas. Can I get a Chris Norton shout out? To Sean in Brooklyn, New York. I'm a very sassy guy in New York City. I've been running my natural sleeping patterns to listen to this show from 1 to 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Yo, Phil, please give me a big shout out to J-Mac in Toronto. Big fan since the early 200s. Keep doing what you do. We got Vernon there?
Yeah, right here.
Yeah, what do you want?
These two kids want a shout-out, Ryan and Kyle.
Yeah, this is a Vernon Dozier shout-out. Is that what they want?
Yeah.
Vernon Dozier shout-out to Ryan and Kyle. Can I get back to my... I got a 19-year-old wife. And I'll...
Thank you. 87... I'm not going to give my phone number out. I don't want him calling back. Shout out to Sully in Seattle, Seattle, Washington, who's digging the gold out of some Jap's teeth. Oh, God. A shout out to Jim Jimco, Steve Dale Baker, Joe Dean, James Randall, Toomey, Walter Bellhaven, and all the other three named sick bastards out there who make life interesting. Next, you buy your seafood. Ask when it was caught and what type of bait you used. Please vote for Herb Sewell for Congress. His campaign tagline is, "Would it kill you to vote for me?" Finally, I miss Rom. Shout out to all the Dotheads. Bring back Rom, all my love and all my air kisses. Dr. P. And then finally, here's some shout outs to the Martin family in Alexandria, Minnesota. Shout out to Andrew Show E from a wannabe big city up north, Portland. Ben Sampson in Logan, Utah. Shout out to Richard Thomas, your number one fan. Shout out to Randy in Salt Lake City. Is that Randy Martin? Apparently your number two fan here since Mike, damn number one already, claimed number one already. And finally, how about a shout out to Rich in Woodland, Maine? I'm towards the bottom of the list here, so it's cool if you can't make it this far. I'll just have to check it sooner next time. All right, there you go. Shout-outs tonight here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Coming up this hour, we have Bud Dickman's News for Idiots. What is that?
That's a new thing. What do you mean? It's not called News for Idiots.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was David Hall's idea. Anyway.
Well, what does that mean?
You're going to have to call him. That's coming up here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And as we mentioned, we got more Mel Gibson sickness ahead. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. Listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
David G. Hall, and then we got some stories. Yeah, David.
I don't know if he's there. We're on the air, right?
We're on the air, yeah.
I didn't want to talk about this on the air.
I told you I was coming out of a break.
Don't call it the news, and I say good evening, everybody that's listening. I'm sorry that I'm on. Don't call it news for idiots, all right?
What did he talk about?
He's right here, David.
Are you there, bud?
Yeah.
It's not called News for Idiots. It's news that you... It's Bud News.
Well, yeah, because Henry said idiots.
Well, Henry's not allowed to say that.
Whoa. Hold the phone here. Since when are you calling me Henry?
Don't worry about it, Phil.
No. You don't call me Henry, you understand?
Well, Mr. Hall said it's okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
He doesn't call me Henry. And frankly, I don't like it when you call me Henry.
All right, can I...
I want to get something clear. Are you okay with the news? He said it was supposed to be news for idiots.
Mr. Hall says your idea.
That's a lie.
Wait a minute. Wasn't it your idea to say that it was news for idiots?
No, it wasn't. It was my idea to have Bud read the news, and then you said, yeah, news for idiots.
I believe Mr. Hall.
Yeah, Hall.
Why can't he believe me?
Because he's a butt kisser. That's why. Take off, Bud. I'm talking to David.
What are you going to call it?
We'll call it Bud News, whatever.
You know what you see out of the room?
Yeah.
Call it Bud News.
And you know something? You tell me that stuff, I say it, then he thinks I think of it, okay?
We need Bud News.
Get out of here.
All right, look. I've been hearing some talk, and I wanted to get something straight with you. Are you on the air talking about how crappy your equipment is?
Am I on the air talking about how crappy my... No, I'm not on the air. During the pre-feed, maybe. I'm talking to my subscribers on the pre-feed. I'm talking to the BSP people in the pre-show, maybe.
Yeah, well, that's being on the air, isn't it? You're talking about how crappy your equipment is.
I didn't say how crappy. Let me explain something to you, David. When I've got buzzing, humming noises coming out of a broadcast board, everybody can hear it. I got people emailing me about it.
Why do you got to talk about it? If you don't mention it, nobody's going to hear it. Okay? No one is going to hear the fact that you may have a technical problem if you don't mention it. If you mention it, Phil, and this is what I've been trying to tell you, if you mention stuff like that, then people are going to notice it. If you don't mention it, people will not notice it. That's what I have always said to you, and that's what I've always tried to get through to you, that people are not going to notice.
Hold on for a minute. What was that?
What are you doing?
What?
What did you do?
What did I do? Did you hear that?
Don't pay any attention to it.
Not supposed to say nothing, man.
Say what?
Don't say nothing, and everybody's going to miss it.
Are you guys doing this on purpose?
I'm telling you, going on here and talking about how there's noises and you can't get anything fixed, the audience then notices it. If you don't say anything, they won't notice it. Okay? So how you been, Phil?
I heard it again. What is that?
He told you don't notice it and everything else.
You listen, will you, Mr. Robert? Don't notice it.
Don't notice what?
There you go.
Yeah.
No, wait a minute. I heard the noise. I heard what sounded like a blender.
I didn't hear it. Did you hear it? Robert, what'd you hear?
I didn't hear nothing.
Okay, I get it.
That's my boy. Now you get it, see? So let's say you're interviewing me. You're interviewing David G. Hall, Vice President of Syndication for the Phil Henry Show. How's it going, Phil?
Lousy.
Why?
Well, because a lot of my equipment makes noises. And I really don't like the way it sounds. And right there, do you hear that?
No, I don't hear a thing.
Yes, you do, because I just turned it on.
Nope, didn't hear a thing.
What about you, Robert?
I don't hear nothing either.
How am I supposed to do that?
Will you just follow along with a game plan? I'm David G. Hall. I'm going to be interviewed by Phil Henry. Go.
Hey, David, how are you?
I'm doing great, Phil, and everything is fantastic. And business is up, and we're coming. tell you, it's a beautiful thing.
Not great. By the way, I can't hear you.
Really? You can't hear me? Why?
Because there's that noise.
Nope, no noise. Boy, you're really blowing it, man.
But, man, what don't you get about not hearing the noise?
I heard it. All right, go ahead.
Go ahead what?
Go ahead and talk.
What does he want me? I don't understand.
What do you want him to talk about?
Go ahead and talk, man. If you want me to ignore the noise, I'll ignore the noise.
There you go. All right, Phil, let's see. Obviously, we can lie, too. Hey, Phil, you're going to make a whole lot of money this year. And I can tell you what, you're going to make a lot of money. How do you feel about that?
I think you're a liar.
Think I'm a liar? Well, I'm not. I'm David G. Hall.
Thank you.
Now, man, all you got to do that.
Oh, will you knock it off, man? You can't ignore stuff. If it's there, it's there. You got to deal with it. You got to deal with it, okay? Like, for instance, one of the things that we have to deal with that we can't do anything about not dealing with is more Mel Gibson news. Yay! Mel Gibson tapes handed over. Ex-wife declares support. Ex-wife declares support. So let's see what's going on. Mel Gibson, the latest I heard today, was that maybe these tapes were being somehow, manipulated, as Bud would say. Burned down the house. Here's one. The now famous Mel Gibson tapes have been given to detectives investigating the star. Los Angeles County spokesman Steve Whitmore told AP today that detectives received the recordings this morning after a closed court hearing attended by lawyers for Gibson and his ex-girlfriend Oksana Grigoreva. All of the attorneys declined comment. TMZ reports that Whitmore says detectives also want to talk to Gibson, but have not gotten an answer as to whether that'll happen. The site also reports that Mel's ex-wife, Robin, has filed a written sworn declaration to the court that says Mel never engaged in any physical abuse of any kind toward me before, during, or after our marriage. Yesterday, a fourth tape was posted by RadarOnline.com. In it, Gibson is irate that Grigoreva fell asleep before giving him oral sex and joining him in a jacuzzi.
I should have woke you up and said, "F*** me, bitch." I should have woken you up and said, "F*** me." You would have liked that better, yeah? You need that sleep.
We were supposed to go to jacuzzi, and you said you have to wait for something.
So why did you have to wait?
You said...
You go to that jacuzzi.
I'm afraid it's dark outside.
F*** it.
I just waited for you. I waited and waited till I fell asleep, and then...
Waited and waited, like 2.5 minutes. Don't you dare wait. You're blaming me right now. Now I'm blaming you. You went to sleep.
I don't blame you.
I deserve to be first for the jacuzzi.
Every woman wants to hear that. Before you fall asleep, you're supposed to come in here and me. Here's Gibson threatening to set fire to her home and then argues about whom is more in need of a therapist.
Okay, I'll burn the house down. But me first. How dare you? How dare you? You wanted the number of my therapist? Don't you ever speak to him. Find your own therapist. Because you got problems more than me.
You need medication.
And you know how to push my buttons. And it is not going to work with us. It's not. I can't get like this anymore.
What are you, in Braveheart? Anyway, in tapes released today, Gibson reveals he's in financial trouble because of Grigoreva.
You offend me. And you don't care about anyone but yourself. And your stupid failed career. And it's ruined us. Because you can't get that. You wanted the dress from... I can't believe you asked for that. And the tickets in the Lakers box, I got rid of the box. And now nobody gets tickets because of you. I had to sell them.
Why is it because of me?
You.
Why is it because of me? What kind of is this?
I sold it because of you. I don't have any money. I have to support you and everybody else. I have to sell paintings.
Well, maybe it's because of them. Maybe
the Lakers game.
Well, maybe it's because of others that you sold it. Why are you blaming it on me?
Did you ask for that when you know what kind of trouble I'm in?
You remember what I told you the other night about this is a man who's frightened, and I recognize this kind of fear, and I knew that there were guys listening to the show that also recognize that kind of anger. It's coming from fear, and I don't know whether I said this the other night, but it's almost difficult to imagine in the case of a Mel Gibson, but when a guy gets that pissed off at a woman, It's about fear, and that fear is generally about him losing his place, losing his position, losing himself, and it's got to do with money. This chick's costing him money. His ex-wife is costing him money, and as much bread as we think he makes, he's looking at his life slipping away. All right, we're going to come back here to world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Bud with news, the Bud News, next, I guess.
Yeah, the Bud News.
All right, the Bud News, next.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry.
And now the Phil Hendry Show presents Bud News with Bud Dickman and correspondents around the world. Here now, from our studios in Los Angeles, Bud Dickman.
I'm Bud Dickman. The people in a place called a Senate is gonna have President Obama is not gonna like it at all. What he's gonna do. And in another piece of news, there's a ship that sunk. And another one about the people on the Senate, they are going to vote on something.
More news now with Bob Dickman.
Also, a judge, he's going to say that Susan Bolton, she's going to hear about an immigrant and immigrations. And in Bud Dickman, this is a Bud Dickman news too, if you don't know about it. But in a Bud Dickman news, there's going to be a drug and some diet pills. These people are talking about diet pills and everything.
More news with Bud Dickman.
This is a story. There's Mexicans. And this is a story. There's a Mexican. And there's police, too.
More news with Bud Dickman.
Goldman, and they're going to pay billions and billions because of a fraud. A guy was a fraud. Mel Gibson, he screamed and everything at his girlfriend, and there's tapes on about it if Mr. Hendry will play.
More news with Bud Dickman.
Mosque in Ground Zero. They found it. They found a mosque in Ground Zero, is what it says. Also, there's going to be ABC News and Jill Zuckman. She said there's going to have a bunch of money that they're going to pay for a road that there was a road they wanted to build. And then a man put a dummy, and he put a dummy on his porch. A man put a dummy on a porch.
Bud Dickman News continues.
That's all the time we have, Bud Dickman.
Well, you can keep doing it.
Yeah, but the music ran out.
All right, well, we'll just play it again, man. Here's the music. Oh, shoot. Here's the music.
You don't do it like that.
What?
Don't go, here's the music.
All right, let me start all over. Here's now Bud Dickman News with Bud Dickman.
Mel Gibson's going to be admitted into court. They're going to admit it. Or he admitted, yeah, he admitted it. There's border agents and a man. There's a border agent that says he knows Lindsay Lohan.
Then there's a dummy, or this is the same dummy that's on the porch. There's no new news about a dummy. And then digital drugs at Mustang High School have experts warning of a slippery slope. And then there's some white students are being racist, or no, somebody got racist on a white man. That's it. And then the last news of Bud Dickman, there's a Social Security, and there's news about that, too.
This has been Bud Dickman News. Next news update when news happens.
I'm Bud Dickman, and remember... I'm Bud Dickman.
That's very nice touch at the end there, Bud.
I liked it.
All right, there's Bud News.
What's so funny?
Nothing, man. You know, I got to tell you something, Bud. I'd rather listen to you doing the news than anybody.
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree with that, man. The way you do the news, I don't feel like there's anything wrong with the world, man. I just think there's something wrong with you.
Shut up.
No, come on. All right, 877-876-PHIL. Tomorrow is a fairly significant day for Apple. You know, I don't want to get into a whole lot of geek talk. I will tell you this. Apple has scheduled a press conference, and that's for tomorrow, and that is to address problems with the new iPhone 4. Now, what is the iPhone 4? Now, you probably have heard me say, well, I have the iPhone. That's the old one. I have just the old one. I got the one. My iPhone's not more than 5 months old, and it's already, like, technologically out of date. But I love my iPhone, and I don't need a new iPhone. I don't give a damn how new the iPhone 4 is. But the iPhone 4 came out, and a lot of people bought it. As well they will, and you know that that's going to happen. Some people love Apple products. Some people ran out and got that iPad. I haven't heard a good thing said yet about the iPad. I haven't heard anything about the iPad being necessarily an inefficient or a malfunctioning piece of equipment. I just haven't heard anybody tell me, oh, you got to have this because this is the greatest thing. I knew that iPad was in trouble in terms of its overall reputation when the first thing I heard, the experts that they got on TV to talk about the iPad, right?
Yeah.
And they're talking about, oh, you know, look at this. If you're a grandparent, look at how easy the pictures are.
Yeah, who cares about that?
That was my point. So I was thinking, that's it? I mean, that's what you got to recommend the iPad? If I'm a grandparent, I can access pictures of my grandkids? Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't even know nobody that got one, but I don't know nobody don't like them either.
I don't know anybody in life. I'm not going to get one. I don't care about it. I use a laptop and everything.
You got that Apple notebook, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now they have this iPhone 4. Well, guess what? They've had a problem with it, and here's the problem. It has been nicknamed by the bloggers and the just cats online. It's been nicknamed the death grip. What happens is this. There's an antenna on the new iPhone 4 built into the phone, built into the body of the phone, that somehow, in the opinion of people, and I guess we'll hear more about this tomorrow, that when your hand, if you're holding a phone, and if you've seen the iPhone, those of you who are watching on our video cast, there's my iPhone. If I'm holding the phone, if say this is an iPhone 4, if I'm holding it, and you see how my hand is covering up the it should be actually like this. You see how my hand is covering up the lower left of the phone? That cuts off, they say, an internal antenna and causes phone calls to drop.
Oh, are they? Maybe they're just holding like a retard.
Let me see that.
See?
Yeah, man, they're holding like they're a retard. Or Mrs. Gray, she calls it a retard.
Oh, did she call and say it's retard? I don't want to hear either one of you guys use that word. You understand?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I didn't mean to.
I don't care if Mrs. Gray calls and says it's cool if it's retard. The fact is, what do you mean they're holding it like that?
I mean, how stupid is that, man? Can't you hold your phone like that?
Well, they're saying that some people grip it like this at the bottom of the phone. It's covering up the lower left-hand part of the iPhone 4, and they're saying because of that, that's what bloggers are saying, it's cutting off the antenna and it's causing it to drop phone calls. There are a few technical people who do agree that this is the problem, And this is what I call the real chicken crap, man, of modern life. Somebody has already mounted a class action lawsuit. Now, let me ask a question here at this particular junction. Let's say that the phone is malfunctioning. What do you mean a class action lawsuit, man? I mean, what is that about?
Well, they're going to sue because what if a guy is on the phone and it drops off?
So what if it drops off, man? Are you trying to tell me that some guy, what class action lawsuit?
He could be on a hospital phone, on a phone in a hospital, get an ambulance.
Well, what about that?
You know something, man? I don't. If I was a judge here and I'd say, what are you suing for? Well, the design of this phone is so crappy that when I was using it, I was calling an ambulance because my wife was dying, and it dropped the call to the ambulance. So therefore, I am suing Apple for their crap can design. And are you blaming them for the death of your wife? No, I won't go that far. But I'll just say that because of their design, excuse me, I'm suing them. I can't feature that, man, unless they have some kind of a claim like that, which I'm sure they're going to find somebody. I just think, you talk about frivolous. Now, some people may think that, well, now, Mr. Henry, this is a major piece of technology that was well advertised, that Apple may have advertised it. Apple may have said it's the greatest thing since canned beer. Apple may have said everything is this and everything is that. And then they bring it out, and the thing screws up, and guess what? You get your money back, you get a new product, you get it fixed. It happens. Buyer beware.
What's that mean?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah. What do you mean, buyer beware?
Buyer beware. What do you think it means?
Well, yeah. What does that mean?
What do you mean, what does it mean? It means when you go in and you buy something, that it is incumbent upon you, the buyer, to recognize the possible problems extant in purchasing something for the first time from someone. That product that you buy could very well be faulty in a million different ways. Now, yes, they have to guarantee a certain level of quality, and they do. That's why you get your money back. That's why they fix it at no charge. That's why they have a variety of warranties and plans so that you can access those things. You understand what I'm saying?
No, well, yeah, but you're trying to weasel out of it. You're worming out of it.
Yeah, you're getting a little slimy. I mean,
I'm not getting slimy about anything, man. I'm telling you. I'm just going to say this. Tomorrow morning, I think it's tomorrow morning, on the West Coast, there's going to be a press conference. Now, here's the part that I wanted to tell you guys, but I got sidetracked by Tweedledee and Tweedledum here.
I didn't do anything. You're talking about Apple.
Just shut up for a minute, okay? First of all, people have been speculating, and we've been getting some really rotten information, too, about a massive recall of iPhones. Ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen.
I don't know, man. You better watch out about that.
I'm telling you right now, they're not going to have a massive recall of the iPhone. Ain't going to happen. Now, they got a surprise press conference about the iPhone, sparking rumors that's about to issue a recall device. I saw a report that is not going to happen, and this was a report that came from Microsoft. Okay? Now, Microsoft, if they thought there was going to be a recall of Apple phones, they'd say it. If they thought that it was not going to happen at all, they wouldn't come out and say they had some poll on their homepage. Steve Jobs or whoever the hell is going to come out and not announce a recall, not announce a recall. It's like a multiple choice. It was supposed to be funny, but anyway. Analysts say Apple's created a public relations headache for itself by appearing to dismiss or ignore the problem, allowing a minor issue to turn into headline news. Although most analysts believe a recall of the device is unlikely, a growing number have urged Apple to resolve the matter, perhaps by offering free iPhone cases. Well, that's going to help, which appear to solve the problem. iPhone cases. So you put it in a case. Wait, I can't wait to hear this press conference. I'm going to tell you something right now. They're going to tell people, first of all, I'd like to know how widespread it is. And I bet you it isn't all that widespread. This is something that has been ratcheted up for reasons beyond just the technical reliability of this device. All right, we're going to come back here. 13 interesting sex facts. How about that, bud?
Yeah, I can use that.
I'll bet. 877-876-PHIL. Plus, we'll tell you why July is the worst time of the year to get sick. Here on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Don't forget our website is philhendryshow.com. And that's where you go to get a backstage pass and watch our live streaming video, listen to our live streaming audio, also have access to all of our archives, years and years and hours, hundreds, if not thousands. Well, I have to say it's thousands of hours, because I can tell you that in loading in just the year 2001, which is a new series of archive tapes that we are working on putting into our archives, that's hundreds of man hours. So that's just 1 year. So we're talking thousands and thousands of hours of recorded material, and it's all going to be converted to download. So, you know, it's the greatest deal in terms of entertainment. We got the greatest, deepest archive of radio comedy anywhere. It's philhendryshow.com, so check it out. Get a backstage pass. Now, I want to tell you, here's a story that I missed, and I really wanted to get into this. Larry King's Tea Party discussion predictably, entertainingly leads to a meltdown. This is the opinion of Colby Hall at a new website called Mediaite. Or Mediaite, you know, Dan Abrams from MSNBC. I think Dan's from MSNBC. He's also from Court TV. He's had a hand in starting this site, and they are kind of a media review site. Only Larry King was not there. Stephanie Miller was hosting the show, and I think Stephanie's funny. And you guys have you've heard me, you know, sing her praises, and everything.
Yeah, she said teabagger and everything.
You think that's funny?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? No, it ain't. That's why I was shocked. It's like Bill Maher saying, hey, Obama, why don't you act like a black president? You know, like hack and dull. Well, Stephanie bringing up teabagger. Anyway, with the Tea Party movement help, or will the Tea Party movement help or hurt the GOP in the coming midterm elections? This was the discussion on Larry King Live last night, particularly in light of a Tea Party billboard that recently showed up in Iowa that likened President Obama to Lenin and Adolf Hitler. That is so ignorant. It's just so stupid. This is, you want to know why the Tea Party's hurting conservatives and the Republicans? Stuff like that. You guys are not, seriously, you are not going to hold on any kind of power with that kind of stupidity. Argue the issues. Don't be stupid. Don't be like the very liberals and progressives you don't like. Don't be like them. Don't be facile. Don't be ignorant. Don't be trivial. Get into some of the substance. And this stuff. All right, so anyway, predictably, the discussion was less of, what's up, bud?
What are you getting all, like, what are you, all of a sudden, Mr. Dennis Larson or something?
Yeah. Who's Dennis Larson?
You know that, or like a conservative, like Dennis Prager.
Oh, shut up.
Well, you're all like, hey, don't do this, don't do this, just do the story.
Hey, I'll do what I want to do, okay?
Come on, man, do it.
You do comedy. Don't start making all kinds of speeches and everything.
Fine. Predictably, the discussion was less of an enlightening exchange of ideas, but rather a maddening and entertaining meltdown of soundbite accusations and jabs between two obstinate sides in the debate. At one point, one of the guests told another to shut her mouth. It says here Larry King had on as his guest from the right the conservative columnist and former presidential speechwriter Ben Stein, as well as co-founder of the St. Louis Tea Party and radio host Dana Loesch. Representing the left were talk show host Stephanie Miller and Nancy Giles, a social commentator and performer who isn't funny. Stephanie is, but Nancy isn't. Here is the, first of all, after talk show host Stephanie Miller uses the term teabagger, Tea Party member Dana Loesch takes issue.
I think Stephanie's comment about teabaggers, what are we, on the playground here? I mean, seriously, we're on Larry King's show. Let's keep it classy. My whole thing about this is that
teabaggers.
No, they don't. I was actually talking about your comment, but I'm not done talking, so. When the Tea Party movement sees the kooks within its own party, they get drummed out, if there are any. This billboard, maybe it went a little bit too extreme. Maybe it went a little bit too far beyond the bounds of good taste. Stephanie, I'm not done, sweetie. Maybe it went a little bit beyond the bounds of good taste.
All right, now, social commentator, whatever that is, Nancy Giles gets into it with Loesch.
Wait a
minute.
Let's
get Nancy Giles. Nancy, what do you mean?
Yeah. Well, where is the Tea Party's outrage when members of their own party spit on members of the United States?
That was proof false.
You know what?
It wasn't defamation and libel.
Excuse me, I'm talking, so shut your mouth.
Well, be honest when you speak, and I won't have to interrupt you.
Excuse me, please
be
quiet. Hey, be quiet. Where were you guys when... You know, Larry, can you just turn off our mic? This is ridiculous.
All I'm saying is... I'll run the show, Nancy. Go ahead.
I'm
so
sorry.
Right on, Larry.
I'll run the show, Nancy.
Larry, have you gotten your nebulizer today? Or
I'm fine.
Well, now look, here's where this is at. That's the silliest thing I would have said to either Dana or to Nancy or to Stephanie. I would have said, would you like to see teabagging demonstrated, huh? How about that?
It was ugly.
Because that's what I'm going to do here in 5 seconds. That's what Larry should have said.
Yeah, Larry should have said, I'm going to teabag you.
Shut up. God, man.
Come on, man. I want to give it away.
That would have been hysterical if Larry King was said, that's the way he could have shut everybody up. Say, okay, Stephanie Miller and everybody, watch this. I'm going to teabag Nancy Giles. And I'm,
well, you shut up, bud. God, man.
Dude, we're going to get sued, man.
What they going to sue us for?
I could get kicked off the air with your big fat mouth. Speaking of being kicked off the air, the Phil Hendry Show is produced by Jason Rantz, technical director Charles Wagon. Our screener tonight has been Dan Northcraft. Until tomorrow night, later and greater, PhilHendryShow.com.
That'd be hysterical.
Phil Hendry.